Hallelujah. I think he's back. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. Sorry about that. Yeah, just listening to what you guys were saying. Yeah, the conditions, I said, so hot at kickoff time. Really good performance. Very fluid. Actually, pressed pretty high considering the heat in the first half. Game was over at halftime, 3-0. Second half was a little bit disjointed, but I think the heat played a factor in a few substitutions. But all in all, a very, very good 3 points in what could have been a tricky game.
Yeah, it certainly could have, and we've seen that in the past. Let's get to the EPL. There's a lot of matches on this weekend. We'll start with your team, Liverpool v Newcastle.
Yeah, well, they won it 4-0 last season, this fixture, and I think they'll win it by about the same again.
Right.
Oof,
that's a big ask.
City are on fire. I think there's goals, and I think they're all going one way, and they're in the red shirts, and I think they're... I've tipped on the tab of the 4-0 scoreline with Mohamed Salah as your first goal scorer. I know Sadio Mane.
That's paying eight.
Salah passes in the ball.
Oh, hold on, Mane then. Yeah. Mane is the first goal.
Mane the score if Salah passes in the ball this week.
And okay. 4-0, it's paying $8.50 for Manchester.
Does the coach sit them down, Robbie, after what we saw between the two of them and say, come on, boys?
Yeah, look, that's about man management. I don't think it certainly wouldn't have been made too much of an issue, but it would have been, yeah, he probably would have said, look, you know, Mohamed, you've won two times in a row the last two seasons, you've won top goal scorer, you know.
Yeah.
You can win it again without being a Hulk.
Right.
So, you know. So
it's all good and well if they're winning. It's no good if they start losing.
Exactly. And, while they're winning, you get away with it. And look, yeah, Mane blew up when he got substituted a couple of weeks ago, but you know, that happens, Cock, you know, with the teams.
Mate, you're competitive, we're all competitive. You want to be doing your best. Manchester United v Leicester?
So much pressure building already on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's only a four-game team, but it is officially Manchester United's worst start in 27 years, and that's saying something.
Really?
Considering, David Moyes, Van Gaal and Mourinho have all since departed. They won the title for quite some time, but it is their worst start in 27 years. So the pressure is right on. Leicester are unbeaten, but I'm going to get for United to win it.
All right, United to win. And if you're Aaron Moy and Matt Ryan, you'd be expecting to play, wouldn't you? Brighton and Hove Albion up against Burnley. Brighton and Hove are actually favourites.
Yeah. I don't think Aaron Moy will start. I think Matty Ryan will. Both played, obviously, Matty Ryan was excellent, although he didn't have much to do, but the sign of the goalkeeper pulled off a couple of tremendous saves in the second half against Kuwait. I think Aaron Moore's done on the bench, given that he played midweek in the international as well. And Brighton Burnley is a tricky one. I've got this down as a draw, a score draw, 2-2.
2-2, wow, okay. Wolves-Chelsea?
2.
Wolves, well, everyone's tipping Wolves. Not everybody, but a lot of doubt and negativity surrounding Frank Lampard's Chelsea. I'm going to go for an away win. I've got all the big clubs picking up 3 points in this round,
okay,
which is maybe a bit risky because obviously a lot of the international players come from the big clubs, and after an international break, it can be a bit dusty.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, you've got Tottenham to beat Crystal Palace.
Yep.
Tottenham probably one of the form teams in the competition thus far.
Yep.
Norwich v Man City, the big club that is Man City. You've got them beating Norwich. I think there's no surprises there.
No surprise there. Aguero to score the first. He's on fire at the moment.
Okay.
And, mate, do you know much about this young kid who's been signed, Billy Gilmore? 4 years, he's got the signature with Chelsea.
I don't know much about him at all, but the stories out of Chelsea are going to be like this for a while because they haven't. That's all they can sign at the moment is kids because they've got a transfer embargo on them.
Mm. Okay.
So, look, he's obviously one of many, many talented kids in England. And let me tell you, this is a pretty common occurrence now that the players are getting signed younger and younger under longer term contracts because even though they spend a bit of money on them and the parents get stuff as well, if it comes off, it's a small investment, even if one in 10 comes off.